little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Now, I actually have never taught a session on how do you keep structure in a mental health consultation, but I guess what I think it's probably alluding to is how easy it is to be overwhelmed or sidetracked by stuff. Yeah. So the first thing is you have to spend enough time that that patient knows that you're hearing them. That is really critical. But it is also that you are a conductor. So when I'm conducting an orchestra, I'm concentrating on the bar, but I'm also concentrating on the whole and how long we've got and, you know, what it feels like and are we going the right tempo and stuff like that. And the same thing is, you are conducting. What are my tasks? So if someone comes in emotionally, bleh, everything's coming out. It may be that your tasks are, I've got to engage. I've got to, well, tell me what other tasks you think. If someone is completely just splurging, emotional, you know, we don't even know what the underlying things are. What are my tasks in a 10, 12 minute consultation?
Prioritize.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely going to have to prioritize. So what are we going to prioritize?
We'll find out risks. So assess suicide risk is a very...
Yeah, so we've got to do something around risk. Yeah.
We've got to actually really get to the basis of their symptoms, and so that if there's a lot of emotional mess of symptoms, you may not actually get to the...
So we don't necessarily need to get to the bottom of that.
No, okay.
Necessarily. If someone is really incontinent, you know, emotionally, and we've got very little structure, we've got very little, we may simply want to contain, assess suicidality, make sure that they know we're there, have a plan for where we might go next, and then maybe some guidance or modelling for how to use a consultation more effectively. So now there are two things, both of which may not always be appropriate in a first meeting. But a friend of mine, Venetia Young, who's a GP and family therapist, she talks about asking the patient how useful is it for them to be crying at this point in time. Now that sounds pretty sketchy when you hear it. So I want you to tell me, you know, I can see you're very upset. I just want to know, was that what you were hoping to do today when you came to see me?
It's kind of relieving.
So, yes, it is. But I wonder, this time is very precious to us both. And right now, I'm finding it difficult to know what's most important to you because, you know, you're so emotionally... it's obviously so bad for you. So I just want to check, was that what you were hoping to do today? Now, that isn't something you do every day, and you've got to have a certain sort of chutzpah, bravery to do that. But it points to, but I think it can be done in ways that allow someone to hear, but also to help them actually with what is really important. Now, some people are coming simply to just dump stuff. And, you know, you will have patients over the years, and that's the price. And you can't move beyond that. That's the deal. And the task then is to make sure that that happens at a frequency that is appropriate and sustainable. Like, not every day, probably not every week, but maybe you take a hit every 2 weeks to start with, and then you spread it out further. But you also reflect back on them, what are we trying to do here? What is the process? What's the purpose? Because you're probably too highly paid to simply be a dustbin for emotional stuff and need to not do that long term. And if you see yourself getting sucked into that, you need to step back, use your meta head and say, we need to do something different here because this isn't helpful. But you have got to engage, and then you've got to do something about assess risk. But you can sometimes reflect. I can see that often when you come, we spend a lot of time with you feeling very, very unhappy. And I'm not sure that that's the most helpful thing for us to be doing here. is something. So reflecting on what is happening as a way of helping control structure can be helpful if the pattern is all the time unhelpful.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.